Blog Talk Radio.
Today's daily psalm,
Psalm 76. In Judah is God known. His name is great in Israel. In Salem also is his tabernacle, and his dwelling place in Zion. There break he the arrows of the bow, the shield, and the sword, and the battle. Selah. Thou art more glorious and excellent than the mountains of prey. The stout-hearted are spoiled, they have slept their sleep, and none of the men of might have found their hands. At thy rebuke, O God of Jacob, both the chariot and horse are cast into a dead sleep. Thou, even thou, art to be feared, and who may stand in thy sight when once thou art angry? Thou didst cause judgment to be heard from heaven. The earth feared and was still when God arose to judgment to save all the meek of the earth. Selah. Surely the wrath of man shall praise thee. The remainder of wrath shalt thou restrain. Vow and pay unto the Lord your God. Let all that be round about him bring presents unto him that ought to be feared. He shall cut off the spirit of princes. He is terrible to the kings of the earth. 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 Kings of the earth.
Mizmor Ayin Vav, Lamnatseach Bin Ginot, Mizmor Le'Asaf Shir. נודע ביהודה אלוהים, וישראל גדול שמו. ויהי ושלם סוכו, ומעונתו וציון. שמה שיבר ריש וקשת, מגן וחרם ומלחמה סלע. נאור אתה אדיר, מהררי תערף. אשתוללו אבירי לב, נמו שנתם. ולא מצאו כל אנשי חיל ידיהם. מגערתך אלוהי יעקב, נרדם ורכב וסוס. אתה נורא אתה, ומי יעמוד לפניך מאז אפיך? משמיים השמעת דין, ארץ יראה ושקעת. תקום למשפט אלוהים, להושיע כל עם וארץ סלע. כי חמת אדם תודקה, שארית חמות תחבור. נדרו ושלמו לאדוני אלוהיכם כל סביביו, יובילו שי למורה. יבצור רוח נגידים, נורא למלכי ארץ.
Psalm 76. In Judah is God known. His name is great in Israel. In Salem also is his tabernacle, and his dwelling place in Zion. There break he the arrows of the bow, the shield, and the sword, and the battle. Selah. Thou art more glorious and excellent than the mountains of prey. The stout-hearted are spoiled, they have slept their sleep, and none of the men of might have found their hands. At thy rebuke, O God of Jacob, both the chariot and horse are cast into a dead sleep. Thou, even thou, art to be feared, and who may stand in thy sight when once thou art angry? thou didst cause judgment to be heard from heaven. The earth feared and was still when God arose to judgment to save all the meek of the earth. Selah. Surely the wrath of man shall praise thee, the remainder of wrath shalt thou restrain. Vow and pay unto the Lord your God, and all that be round about him bring presents unto him that ought to be feared. He shall cut off the spirit of princes. He is terrible to the kings of the earth.
Kings of the earth. Kings of the earth. Kings of the earth. Kings of the earth. Kings of the earth. Kings of the earth. Kings of the earth. Kings of the earth. Kings of the earth. Kings of the earth. Kings of the earth. Kings of the earth. Kings of the earth. Kings of the earth. Kings of the earth. Kings of the earth. Kings of the earth.
Kings of the earth.
Ja, Rastafari.
Ja, Rastafari. Ja, Rastafari. Ja, Rastafari.
Friday. Yay, yay, yay.
Yay, yay.
So we have right here the Kabbalat, in the Hebrew from the Kabel, Kabbalah in the Ethiopic, to receive the Kabbalat Shabbat, receiving the Sabbath, welcoming Kabbalat Shabbat, the Kabbalat Shabbat. So this is a special supplement in honor of HaShabbat, often likened Hebraically, Judaically to the bride. The opening six psalms, they correspond to the 6 days of creation, of iration, and they all extol Ha'el, Ha'el, the power, the Almighty, as the author of nature, and as the Adon, the Lord, the sovereign of history. Now the hymn welcoming the Sabbath, right, conceived as a queen and a bride, the Lecha Dodi, Lecha Dodi, Lecha Dodi. Following that, we have Psalm 92, which is the daily psalm for the Sabbath, the Shabbat, along with the very short Psalm 93, which is the Friday evening psalm, continuing its theme, and it closes or fulfills this portion of the service of the Abodah, of the worship, word for worship in one sense of the Hebrew and the word for service. So bringing forward this service, the word, sound, power, the psalms, the reading of the word, the chanting of the chant. This is all part of the service here. And here, this is for the Kabbalat Shabbat. Here, the basic, the six psalms here. Once again, Psalm 95 to Psalm 99, plus the short psalm, well, not short, but 29 is very, very important. So we have Psalm 95 to 99. That's five. Plus for the sixth day, here, Psalm 29. Here, here, here.
Psalm 95. Oh, come, let us sing unto the Lord. Let us make a joyful noise to the rock of our salvation.
Shabbat shalom, send it shalom.
Psalm 95. Oh, come, let us sing unto the Lord. Let us make a joyful noise to the rock of our salvation. Let us come before his presence with thanksgiving and make a joyful noise unto him with psalms. For the Lord is a great God and a great King above all gods. In his hand are the deep places of the earth. The strength of the hills is his also. The sea is his, and he made it, and his hands formed the dry land. Oh, come, let us worship and bow down. Let us kneel before the Lord our Maker, for he is our God, and we are the people of his pasture and the sheep of his hand. Today, if ye will hear his voice, harden not your heart as in the provocation and as in the day of temptation in the wilderness, When your fathers tempted me, proved me, and saw my work. 40 years long was I grieved with this generation, and said, It is a people that do err in their heart, and they have not known my ways. Unto whom I swear in my wrath, that they should not enter into my rest, my rest, my rest, my rest, my rest, my rest, my rest. Psalm 96. O sing unto the Lord a new song. Sing unto the Lord, all the earth. Sing unto the Lord, bless his name. Show forth his salvation from day to day. Declare his glory among the heathen, his wonders among all people. For the Lord is great and greatly to be praised. He is to be feared above all gods. For all the gods of the nations are idols, but the Lord made the heavens. Honor and majesty are before him. Strength and beauty are in his sanctuary. Give unto the Lord, O ye kindreds of the people. Give unto the Lord glory and strength. Give unto the Lord the glory due unto his name. Bring an offering and come into his courts. O worship the Lord in the beauty of holiness. Fear before him all the earth. Say among the heathen that the Lord reigneth. The world also shall be established, that it shall not be moved. He shall judge the people righteously. Let the heavens rejoice, and let the earth be glad. Let the sea roar, and the fullness thereof. Let the fields be joyful, and all that is therein. Then shall all the trees of the wood rejoice before the Lord. For he cometh to judge the earth. He shall judge the world with righteousness, and the people with his truth, 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 with his truth. Psalm 97. The Lord reigneth, let the earth rejoice, let the multitude of isles be glad thereof. Clouds and darkness are round about him, righteousness and judgment are the habitation of his throne. A fire goeth before him, and burneth up his enemies round about. His lightnings enlighten the world. The earth saw and trembled. The hills melted like wax at the presence of the Lord, at the presence of the Lord of the whole earth. The heavens declare his righteousness, and all the people see his glory. Confounded be all they that serve graven images, that boast themselves of idols. Worship him, all ye gods. Zion heard and was glad, and the daughters of Judah rejoiced because of thy judgments, O Lord. For thou, Lord, art high above all the earth. Thou art exalted far above all gods. Ye that love the Lord hate evil. He preserveth the souls of his saints. He delivereth them out of the hand of the wicked. Light is sown for the righteous, and gladness for the upright in heart. Rejoice in the Lord, ye righteous, and give thanks at the remembrance of his holiness, his holiness. His holiness, his holiness, his holiness. Psalm 98. O sing unto the Lord a new song, for he hath done marvelous things. His right hand and his holy arm hath gotten him the victory. The Lord hath made known his salvation. His righteousness hath he openly showed in the sight of the heathen. He hath remembered his mercy and his truth toward the house of Israel. All the ends of the earth have seen the salvation of our God. Make a joyful noise unto the Lord, all the earth. Make a loud noise, and rejoice, and sing praise. Sing unto the Lord with the harp and the voice of a psalm, with trumpets and sound of cornet, make a joyful noise before the Lord the King. Let the sea roar and the fullness thereof, the world and they that dwell therein. Let the floods clap their hands, let the hills be joyful together before the Lord. For he cometh to judge the earth. With righteousness shall he judge the world, and the people with equity, with equity, with equity, with equity, with equity. Psalm 99. The Lord reigneth, let the people tremble. He sitteth between the cherubims, let the earth be moved. The Lord is great in Zion, and he is high above all the people. Let them praise thy great and terrible name, for it is holy. The king's strength also loveth judgment. Thou dost establish equity, thou executest judgment and righteousness in Jacob. Exalt ye the Lord our God, and worship at his footstool, for he is holy. Moses and Aaron among his priests, and Samuel among them that call upon his name, they called upon the Lord, and he answered them. He spake unto them in the cloudy pillar, they kept his testimonies, and the ordinance that he gave them. Thou answeredst them, O Lord our God, Thou wast a God that forgavest them, though thou tookest vengeance of their invention. Exalt the Lord our God and worship at his holy hill. For the Lord our God is holy. 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 Psalm 29. Give unto the Lord, O ye mighty. Give unto the Lord glory and strength. Give unto the Lord the glory due unto his name. Worship the Lord in the beauty of holiness. The voice of the Lord is upon the waters. The God of glory thundereth. The Lord is upon many waters. The voice of the Lord is powerful. The voice of the Lord is full of majesty. The voice of the Lord breaketh the cedars. Yea, the Lord breaketh the cedars of Lebanon. He maketh them also to skip like a calf, Lebanon and Syrian like a young unicorn. The voice of the Lord divideth the flames of fire. The voice of the Lord shaketh the wilderness. The Lord shaketh the wilderness of Kadesh. The voice of the Lord maketh the hinds to calf, and discovereth the forests, and in his temple doth everyone speak of his glory. The Lord sitteth upon the flood, yea, the Lord sitteth king forever. The Lord will give strength unto his people. The Lord will bless his people with peace. 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 People with peace.
Give unto Rastafari glory and strength. Give unto Rastafari the glory due unto his name. Worship Rastafari and beauty of holiness. The voice of Rastafari is upon the waters. The voice of Rastafari thundereth. Rastafari is upon many waters. The voice of Rastafari is full of power. The voice of Rastafari is full of majesty. More love and more honesty.
My advice to all, is to fulfill the Ten Commandments.
The Lord will bless his people with peace. Peace, 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 peace.
Mizmor Kaftet, Mizmor Le David. Havu l'Adonai bene Elim. Havu l'Adonai kavod va'oz. Havu l'Adonai kevod shemo. Yishtahavu l'Adonai behadrat kodesh. Kol Adonai al hamayim el hakavod hir'im. Adonai al mayim rabbim. Kol Adonai bakkoah. Kol Adonai Behadar. Kol Adonai Shover Arazim. Vayishaber Adonai et Arze HaLevanon. Vayarkidem kemo Egel. Levanon vesirion kemo ven Re'emim. Kol Adonai Chotzev Lahavot Esh. Kol Adonai Yahil Midbar. Yahil Adonai Midbar Kadesh. Kol Adonai Yeholel Ayalot. Vayehesof Yearot Uvhechalo. Kullo Omer Kavod. Adonai Lamabul Yashav. Vayeshev Adonai Melech Leolam. Adonai Oz Leammo Yitten. Adonai Yevarech et Ammo Vashalom, 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 Vashalom,
my advice to all, my advice to all, my advice to all, my advice to all, is to fulfill the Ten Commandments. Fulfill the Ten Commandments.
I say, give unto Rastafari, O Almighty, give unto Rastafari, glory and strength. Give unto Rastafari the glory due unto his name. Worship Rastafari and duty of holiness. The voice of Rastafari is upon the waters, the voice of Rastafari thundereth. Rastafari is upon many waters, the voice of Rastafari is full of power, the voice of Rastafari is full of majesty. More love and more honesty.
Anna, bekoach, we beg thee, I. Anna, Anna, bekoach. Gedulata yamin katir zerura. With the strength and greatness of thy right arm. Gedulata yamin katir zerura. Untangle our united fate. Aver arina ta amika. Accept your people, thy people's song. Kaver Arina Ta Amika Zangveid, Zangveid, Zangveid Ahreinu Nora, Nora. Elevate and purify us. Zangveid, Zangveid, Zangveid Ahreinu. Elevate and purify I and I. Nora, Nora. Awesome one, dreaded one, dreaded one. Awesome one, Na Gibor. Please, heroic one, mighty one. Na Gibor. Dorsheya Yehudeka, those who pursue your uniqueness, Kubavata Shamrei, guard them as the pupil of the eye, Kubavat Shamrei, Barchem, Tahare, Racheme, Sidkateka Tamida Tamle, bless them. May your righteousness always reward, always reward them. Chasin Kadosh Berov Tuvika. Powerful and holy and Isla One. In goodness, Nahela Idateka. In goodness, lead your flock. Yahida Ge'e Le'ameka Bine Zokhreya Kedushateka. Unique and proud one. To your people turn. Zokhre. Those who remember Kedushateka, your holiness, your islandness, your set apartness. Show Atenu Kavel, accept our cry. Show Atenu Kavel, accept our cries. Ushma, Ushma, Ushma. I did, and hear our screams, accept our cries, our shout outs. Show I did, Kavya Ushima, Ushima, Ushaik I did. Yo de a ta elumot, O Noah of mysteries, of secrets. Yo de a ta elumot. Baruch Shem Kovod Malkuto Le'olam Va'ed. Blessed is the name of His Majesty, of His noble kingdom, for ever and ever.
Shabbat Shalom, Simbat Salam. Light is up, light is up, light in the lights. Light in the lights for the Shabbat time. Hear, 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 Messianic, the Shabbat Sabbath lights, candles, Baraka, right here, hear, hear.
Messianic candle lighting blessing for the Shabbat in the Hebrew and the English tongue. Baruch atah Yahweh, Eloheinu melech ha'olam. Asher kidishanu b'mitzvotav, vizivanu lehiot ur lagoyim, banatan lanu et Yehoshua, mishianu ur haolam. Blessed is Yahweh Almighty, our King of the universe, who sanctifies I and I, we, Yahweh's people, with His commandments, and commanded I and I, we, Yahweh's people, to be a light to the nations, and who gave to I and I, we, Yahweh's people, Yehoshua, our Messiah, the light of the world.
Yes, yes, yes. The Israelite and the Yehudi dancers lighting the lights on the Shabbat time, initiating the Sabbath Seder, especially in the homes. Right, here, here, here. In the light of the Shabbat time, Shabbat Shalom, Shemba Salam, here, Desiree, set the flame.
Yeah. and make the two liberty bells sung in the west, and Africans feel the catch a bang of the conga drum, ringing out the comments of their people. Come, from the pan the Indian reservation, some will go on to repatriation, some will claim the land of Canaan, and of the slave driver them be a possession. Oh,
Kobit Shellame Kohulum Yilk Sahayin Asaye Meskel Abra Samayin Bekoa Kobit Shellame. On the Sabbath Eve, the cross shined and had the heavens embroidered with stars. Of all the sun is seen, the cross shined and had the heavens embroidered with stars.
Senbet Salam, Senbet Salam, Senbet Salam,
Senbet Salam.
Sabbath peace, Sabbath safety, Senbet peace, rest safely, rest. The true rest and peace is in Christos and in Him. Salam.
Lecha Dodi, 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 Lecha Dodi, Likrat Betala, Bnei Shabbat, Nikapala. Come, O friend, the bride to meet. Come, O friend, the Sabbath greets. Lecha Dodi, Likrat Betala, Bnei Shabbat, Nikapala. To be repeated after each stanza. Lika todi likrati atala bnei shabbati nikabala. Keep and remember were fused in one word when the voice divine I vine at Sinai, Sinai was heard. Wa echad ushmo echad echad wa he will be Jehovah Yah chaja echad ushmo echad. Our Jehovah is one, and one is His name.
His name.
Yahuwah Echad, Ushmo Echad,
L'tshem ulati hareta w'tehila. In him is our glory, in him our fame, ayinai fame. Lecha dodi elikarati akala, b'nei shabati enekabala, oh come. Let us, Nick and I, meet the Queen of Days. The Sabbath HaShabbat yields joy in all her ways. The last of Elohim's walk, but first in his design. The Sabbath HaShabbat foreshadows blessing, baraka, divine. Blessings are thine. Lecha todi likrati akala, b'nei shabbati nikabala. Thou holy city, Isla city, thou shrine of HaMelech, of the king, of the Negus, even Negus Neges. Enough of thy grieving, come now and sing. Yahuwah Jehovah will redeem thee, lift up thy face. Yahuwah Jehovah will restore thee, again to his grace. Lecha dodi elikrati akala, b'nei shabbati nikabala. Shake off thy dust and rise from the mire. Come and bedeck thee, I, in festive attire. Thy redemption is near, thy weeping let cease. Yahuwah Jehovah will fulfill thy yearnings for peace. Lecha dodi elikrati akala, b'nei shabbati nikabala. Arise, oh arise, for come is thy light. The darkness is lifted, gone is the night. Awake, awake, sing the song of the free. See all thy homeless returning to thee. Lecha dodi elikrati akala, b'nei shabbati nikabala. Why art thou downcast? Why dost thou moan? Yahuwah Jehovah his glory upon thee I has shown. Thy foes he vanquished, thy foes he vaunted, he humbled their pride. Elo Hayik, thy Elohim has loved thee, I, as bridegroom, his bride. Lecha dodi elikrati akala, b'nei shabbati nikabala. In freeness renewed again thou wilt thrive. Thy land will blossom, thy youth will revive. El Elohim, steeds we, I and I know, and ever acclaim, chanting our praises, I and I eyes to his holy, his Isla name. Lecha dodi elikrati akala, b'nei shabbati nikabala. We, I and I, greet thee, I, O Sabbath, O Shabbat, O Sendatoi, crowned by Adonai, Rastafari, we, I and I hail thee, I rejoicing in common accord. We, I and I are the faithful who bask in thy light. We, I and I welcome thy day. We, I and I welcome thy night. Lecha dodi elikrati akala, b'nei shabbati nikabala. Come, O friend, the bride to meet. Come, O friend, the Sabbath, HaShabbat, the Sendet, greet, 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 greet.
Shabbat shalom, send
it shalom, Shabbat 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 shalom.
New York, Massive, are you ready?
I wanna hear it, say yes, I wanna hear it, say yes.
Because you're coming.
Exodus 20 and 8. Masoretic Hebrew, Zakor et Yom HaShabbat LeKadisho. Remember the Sabbath day to keep it holy LeKadisho, to keep it set apart. Zakor et Yom HaShabbat LeKadisho. Remember, remember the Sabbath day, the day of the Sabbath, to keep it set apart. Zakor et Yom HaShabbat LeKadisho.
Shabbat Shalom,
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 Shabbat Shalom.
Wherefore the children of Israel shall keep the Sabbath, to observe HaShabbat throughout their generations, a perpetual covenant, it a sign between me and the children of Israel, the children of Israel forever. For 6 days Jehovah made HaShemayim, the heavens and earth and the earthly plain. And on the seventh day he rested and was refreshed,
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 refreshed.
Beni u vein b'nei Yisrael oti le'olam ki shesheta yamin asah Yahuwah את השמיים ואת הארץ. וביום השביעי שבת שבת
וינפש.
It is a sign between I and the sons of Israel. Beini uvein b'nei Yisrael, ot he, she is a sign. Ot, he,
ot,
he,
ot, he.
Beini uvein b'nei Yisrael, ot he, le'olam,
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 le'olam.
For she, it is, she is a sign between I and the children of Yisrael, le'olam. For I, the le'olam. For in 6 days, Kia Shesheta Yamin, he who be, we be made, Asah Yahuwah, Jehovah made, Eta Hashemayim, the heavens, Ueta Haaret, and the earth and the earthly plain, Uvayom Hashavi. And on the seventh day, Ubayom HaShabi'i, Shavata
Wayayinafash,
he ceased from work. Shavat, Shavat, Shabbat, Wayinafash, Wayinafash, and rested. He rested and was refreshed. Shavat Wayinaf Naf 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 Naf.
במזמור דוד לתנאולה בשם האב והוול ומנפש קדוש אחד ואמלך אמן כיבר לכלל וכיבר לצלצול כיבר לחייל וכיבר לצלמה וחייל שלה שעה רק ספר I judge your way on with Hey, then best salam, Shabbat shalom, a song for the days of rest, yeah, inside your home. Then best salam, Shabbat shalom, a song for the days of rest, yeah. Such a good thing, giving thanks and praises to the Most High, Jarastafari, on the psaltery, playing on the tenth string, showing love and kindness, morning till night, the brutish man will never know, neither does the fool overstand his soul. Jah has made us triumph by the workings of our hands, work and deep thought gives us purpose and a plan, hey, aha. Then Beit Selam, Shabbat Shalom, a song for the days of rest, yeah, inside your home. And still, then Beit Selam, Shabbat Shalom, a song for the days of rest, yeah, inside your home. When the wicked grow like the grass, workers of their iniquity hate the righteous path. Rastafari scatter them like sand amidst the shore. Enemies perish when God's on high forevermore. But my heart shall you exalt like the horn of Africa. And I will be anointed with fresh oil, with fresh oil. Then Beit Selam, Shabbat Shalom, a song for the days of rest, well, inside your home. And still, then Beit Selam, Shabbat Shalom, a song for the days of rest, well, oh well.
Machaber, line of Judah Society, LOJS. Yeah! My advice to all is to fulfill the Ten Commandments.
Shabbat Shalom.
Shabbat Shalom.
Shabbat Shalom.
Shabbat Shalom.
It is a good thing to give thanks unto the Lord, and to sing praises unto thy name, O Most High. To show forth thy loving kindness in the morning, and thy faithfulness every night, upon an instrument of 10 strings, and upon the psaltery, upon the harp with a solemn sound. For thou, Lord, hast made me glad through thy work. I will triumph in the works of thy hands. O Lord, how great are thy works, and thy thoughts are very deep. A brutish man knoweth not, neither doth the fool understand it. When the wicked spring as the grass, and when all the workers of iniquity do flourish, it is that they shall be destroyed forever. But thou, Lord, art most high forevermore. For lo, thine enemies, O Lord, for lo, thine enemies shall perish. All the workers of iniquity shall be scattered. But my horn shalt thou exalt like the horn of an unicorn. I shall be anointed with fresh oil. Mine eye also shall see my desire on mine enemies, and mine ears shall hear my desire of the wicked that rise up against me. The righteous shall flourish like the palm tree. He shall grow like a cedar in Lebanon. Those that be planted in the house of the Lord shall flourish in the courts of our God. They shall still bring forth fruit in old age. They shall be fat and flourishing, to show that the Lord is upright. He is my rock. And there is no unrighteousness in
unrighteousness in unrighteousness in unrighteousness in unrighteousness in unrighteousness in unrighteousness in
מזמור צד בית, מזמור שיר ליום השבת. טוב להודות לאדוני ולזמר לשמך עליון, להגיד בבוקר חסדך ואמונתך בלילות. עלי עשור ועלי נבל, עלי היגיון בכינור. כי שמחתני אדוני בפועלך, במעשה ידיך ארנן. מה גדלו מעשיך, אדוני, מאוד עמקו מחשבותיך. איש בער לא ידע, וכסיל לא יבין את זאת. בפרוח רשעים כמו עשב, ויציצו כל פועלי אבן, להישמדם עד עד, ואתה מרום לעולם, אדוני. כי הנה אויביך, אדוני, כי הנה אויביך יובדו, יתפרדו כל פועלי אבן. בתרם תראם קרמי, בלותי בשמן רענן. ותבט עיני בשורי, וקמים עלי מרעים, תשמענה אוזני. צדיק התמר יפרח, בארז בלבנון יזגה. שתולים בבית אדוני, בחצרות אלוהינו יפריחו. עוד ינובון בשיבה, דשנים ורעננים יהיו. להגיד כי ישר אדוני, צורי ולא עוולה תבוא.
Psalm 93. The Lord reigneth, he is clothed with majesty. The Lord is clothed with strength, wherewith he hath girded himself. The world also is established, that it cannot be moved. Thy throne is established of old, thou art from everlasting. The floods have lifted up, O Lord, the floods have lifted up their voice, the floods lift up their waves. The Lord on high is mightier than the noise of many waters, yea, than the mighty waves of the sea. Thy testimonies are very sure. Holiness becometh thine house, O Lord, forever.
מזמור צד גימל. אדוני מלאך גאות לבש, לבש אדוני עוז התעזר, אף תיקון תבל בלטימות. נכון כסאך מאז מעולם אתה. נשאו נהרות אדוני, נשאו נהרות קולם, יישאו נהרות דוח ים. מקולות מים רבים, אדירים משברי ים, אדיר במרום אדוני. עדותיך נאמנו מאוד, לביתך נאבה קודש, אדוני לאורך ימים.
מזמור זתנה הולך, בקנף זתנה סוס. בסמבת כאן ימסגן המזמור. אגזיאביר נגסה, כברנם לבסה. אגזיאביר היילן לבסה, תעתקם. עלמן אינדסטן נעוות עתן. זופעני כתל תג'מרו יתזגעת ג'נו, אנתם כזל עלמן. עביתו ונזוץ' כפה כפה דרבו. ונזוץ' כאלו צ'צ'וני כפה כפה דרבו. ከብዙ ሆች ድምጽ ከባህርም ታላቅ መገድ ይልቅ እግዚአብሔር በከፍታው ድንቅ ነው። ምስክር ሕጅ ጌታመነ ነው። አቤቱ እስከ ረጅም ዘመን ድረስ ለቤትህ ቅድስና ይገባል። ቅድስና ይገባል።
man, civilization is not complete without its art, the highest form of expression of human intelligence. You have become complacent, sitting down and allowing the other nations to run away with everything. You have become a bunch of amateurs. You are creators. Rise up, mighty people, accomplish what you will. Without confidence, you're twice defeated in the race of life. Of life.
Let's cook away the voice.
So here we have today's daily psalm. Today's daily psalm, Psalm 76.
Lion of Judah shall break every chain.
Right here, today's daily psalm, Psalm 76, Dubwise right here, Kings of the Earth, rhythm, 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 yes sir. Ah. Today's daily psalm, Psalm 76, boom.
Mazmur 75 በቅንፍ 76 ለመዘምራን አለቃ በበገናዎች ስለ አሶራውያን የአሳፍ የምስጋና መዝሙር። እግዚአብሔር በይሁዳ ታወቀ፣ ስሙም በእስራኤል ላይ ታላቅ ነው። ሥራው በሳሌም ማደሪያውም በጽዮን ነው። በዚያም የቀስትን ኃይል ጋሻን ሰይፍን ሰልፍንም ሰበረ። በዚያም ቀንዶችን ሰበረ። አንተ በዘላለም ተራሮች ሆነህ በድንቅ ታበራለህ። ልበ ሰነፎች ሁሉ ደነገጡ፣ እንቅልፋቸውንም አንቀላፉ። ባለጠጎች ሁሉ በእነርሱ እጅ ምንም አላገኙ። ያዕቆብ አምላክ ሆይ ከተግሣጽህ የተነሳ ፈረሰኞች ሁሉ አንቀላፉ። አንተ ግሩም ነህ። ቁጣህን ማን ይቃወማል? ፍርድህን ከሰማይ አሰማህ። ምድር ፈራች ዝምም አለች። ልቤ ውሃን ያድን ዘንድ እግዚአብሔር ለፍርድ በተነሳ ጊዜ። ከህሊናቸው ትርፍም በዓልህን ያደርጋሉ። ለአምላካችን ለእግዚአብሔር ስዕለትን ከፈሉ። በዙሪያው ያሉ ሁሉ እጅ መንሻን ለሚያስፈራው ያገባሉ። በዙሪያው ያሉ ሁሉ እጅ መንሻን ለሚያስፈራው ያገባሉ። የመኳንንትን ነፍስ ያወጣል፣ በምድርም ነገሥታት ዘንድ ያስፈራል።
Psalm 76. In Judah is God known. His name is great in Israel. In Salem also is his tabernacle, and his dwelling place in Zion.
There break he the arrows of the bow, the shield, and the sword, and the battle. Selah. Thou art more glorious and excellent than the mountains of prey. The stout-hearted are spoiled, they have slept their sleep, and none of the men of might have found their hands. At thy rebuke, O God of Jacob, both the chariot and horse are cast into a dead sleep. Thou, even thou, art to be feared, and who may stand in thy sight once thou art angry? Thou didst cause judgment to be heard from heaven. The earth feared and was still when God arose to judgment to save all the meek of the earth. See thou. Surely the wrath of men shall praise thee. The remainder of wrath shalt thou restrain. Vow and pay unto the Lord your God. Let all that be round about him bring presents unto him that ought to be feared. He shall cut off the spirit of princes. He is terrible to the kings of the earth. 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 Kings of the
earth. His foundation is in the wall of mountains. Jealous is the gates of Zion more than all the dwellings of Jacob. Glorious things have been spoken of the O city of God. I'll make mention to Rahab and Babylon to them that know I. With the old Philistine Tyria with Ethiopia, it shall be said that this man was born there. And the highest himself shall establish the earth. Jah Rastafari.
I am that I am, mighty and thunderable, Xabir Masakan, Gramawi Rasvatar Madani Alam, Tina Easterling, the Coast Nagast. Saitubia, 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 Saitubia.
Legashun, Agarashu, Memelech, Memelegashun, Zengashwe, Ethiopia Menash, you know. But who want the next verse with Amaric. See, so this is what kind of cause I think, because some people, you know, some Rasta man is more like, some Rasta don't see the work, in a sense of do the work. I personally believe that I must help and do the work. Some man believes that, well, I already just left everything to God. No, I don't believe in like that to you.
Bring forth the Bible. Bring forth the Bible. Bring forth the Bible.
Lamta Canaan Stalin, today's daily psalm according to the Royal Order of the Ethiopian Hebrews, and here after the order of Melchizedek, the righteous king, Ramawi Kamawi Haile Selassie. Here in the book of the seven seals, the Metzav Kedus, and in the Mezmor Dawit, we have Mezmor Seba Sidist, 76. Gormau Le Mias Farao Amla Kiakarava Kene. Composition of poem. Present it. The amazing, the awesome. Right? The awesome. For the amazing and the fearsome, the dreadful source. A composition composed. This psalm is a companion and sequel to the preceding Psalm 75. It arose out of the same circumstances. The theme is common in the Psalter and the Mezmor Dawit, the defeat. The theme is a common theme in the Psalter, in the Sefer Tehillim, Hebraically here in the Mezmor Dawit, the Psalms of Dawit, of David. And that theme is the defeat of Yisrael's foes and enemies. Is a glorification of Ha Elohim, the true good, the true God, Egeziah, the sustainer of the good, the generous, the open-handed Father's name. Today's daily psalm, according to the Royal Order of the Ethiopian Hebrews, we have Mezmor Seba Sidist, Psalm 76. I hear the superscription. Lemezemrana leka be beginawoch sila asorawiyan ye asaf ye miskana mezmor. Lemezemrana leka to the chief musician be beginawoch. Be beginawoch on the harps. Lam natseyach be neginot, mizmor le asafa shir, for the leader, the chief musician, with string music upon the harps, be begenavot, sila asorawian, concerning the Assyrians, Asaf, miskana, of praise, of thanks and praise, Yemiskana Mezmur, a chant, an intonation, a vocal intonation, Isis, of praise, of Asaf, concerning the Assyrians upon the harp, to the chief musician. Kuter'an, verse 1. Ekziavi herbe Yehuda Tawak, Simuma be Israel Talakno, in Judah, in Yehuda, is a gaziavi her, sustain of the good, the generous, the open-handed, our Father known. A gaziavi her, be Yehuda Tawak, Simum, and his name, Simu, his name, Simum, and his name, be Israel, in Israel. Be Israel, and the man who sees the true good, the true God, be Israel, Talakno. Halakno is great, is important in Yisrael, and to the man who sees the true good, the true God. Kuter Hulet, Sifrawa be Salem, Madariawim be Siono, in Salem also is his tabernacle. Sifrao, Bamarinya, we have Sifrao, his space, his place, his cipher, Sifrao be Salem, in Salem. Salem is an interesting word, Hebraically speaking. Some say some of Jerusalem, Jerusalem, the city of peace. It has a dual meaning and sense here, right? Peace with Ha Elohim and peace with man, Sifrao. Sifrao Besalem, his cipher, his place in Salem, in Jerusalem, that four square piece, the true cross, peace with Exiavia, peace with man, Sifrao Besalem, Maderiawim Besiono, and his dwelling place, Maderia, dwelling place, Maderiau, his dwelling place, Maderiawum, and his dwelling place, Maderiawum, Bet Sion, in Sion it is, and his dwelling place in Zion. Kuter Sos, verse 3. Beziyama yek estin hail, Gashana seifin, Salifnima sebre, Beziyama kendochina sebre, Veya, Beziyam, and there, Beziya, there, Beziyam, and there, Yek estin hail, there break he the arrows of the bow, Bamarinya. The Ziyam, and there Yek Estin Chayil, the power, the Chayil of the bow, Gashana Seifin, Selfnim Sebre, Gashan, the shield, Seifin, Seif, sword, Seifin, the sword, and the battle, Selah. Gashana Seifina Selfinima Sebre Beziyama Kendochina Sebre. Interesting the read that we have here in the Metzav Kedus, in the Book of the Seven Seals, for this verse right here, this third verse. Then here we have another diversion from the ancient. Right, from the ancient reading of today's daily psalm, Psalm 76. There he broke the might of the bows, the shield, and the broad sword, and war, and war. Sabra, he broke it. Baziyam and Veya and Ochinna Sabra and Veya, the horns, the Kendoch, Kendochin Sabra, Baziyam, Kendochin Sabra, and there he broke the horns. Selah, pause. Kutar Arat, verse 4. Ante bezalalem tarroch ahone bedik tabrale. Thou, the eye, art more glorious and excellent than the mountains of prey. Ante, the eye, speaking to he who be who he be directly. Ante bezalalem tarroch ahone. By way of the eternal mountains, I be bedink tabrale, bedink, in amazing, wonderful, amazing, bedink, bedink tabrale, tabrale. The eye shines forth, tabrale, tabrale, amazing, amazingly, amazingly. Give light, you wonderfully, from mountains, the eternal. You give light, tabrale, bedink, amazingly, wonderfully, tabrale. The eye gives light, the eye shines. You give light, the eye, ante, ante, wonderfully, from the eternal mountains, the eye gives light. Kutel Amis, verse 5. Libes and afocha hulu de negatu. Inak lifachu nemank elafu balat egocha hulu benarsu ija minim alagenyu. Minim alagenyu. The stout-hearted are spoiled. They have slept their sleep, and none of the men of might have found their hands. Libe. The heart of senefoch, the fools, the spiritually, ritually lazy, senefoch, hulu the negatu, they are in a mental state of shock. The hearts, the minds of the foolish, the spiritually lazy, all of them are in a mental state of shock. They have slept their sleep. In kalifachuanim an kalafu. They have slept their sleep. In kalifachuanim an kalafu. Balat egoch ulu venersu ich minimal agenyu. And no one of the men of might, Here we have balat egoch, those who have riches, the rich. Those who are rich, those who possess riches, all of the ones who possess riches, balat egot hulu venersu ich in their hand, venersu ich in their hand, minimalagenu. Nothing have they found, and none of the men of might in the sense of wealth and power, none of the men of might, of wealth and power have found their hands, in their hands, minimalagenu. Libes senefoch hulu de negatu in kalifachu neman kalafu balategoch hulu benersu ija minimal agenyu. Kuter Sidis, verse 6. Ye Yaakov amlakoi kategasatzihi yetenesa feres senyoch hulu anak elafu. At thy rebuke, O source of Yaakov, Yaakov Amlakoi, O source, O God of Jacob, both the chariot and horse are cast into a deep sleep. Take sats, due to your rebuke, Ferseniot, hulu, an kelafu, Ferseniot, Ferasenyoch. Here we have the sense of the chariot and the charioteers, all of them, Ferasenyoch, the chariot and the horse, Hulu, all of them, Ankelafu, are sleep, cast into a deep sleep. Utar Sabat, verse 7. Antegin, Antegrunne, Utahinna, Mana Yikawamal, Mana Yikawamal. Thou, the I, Ante, speaking to he who be, we be directly, Ante, the I, Ante gin, however the I, but the I, Ante gin, Ante the I, Grum, wonderful, majestic, Garmawi, Grum, Garmawi, hoy, Ante Grumne, the I are. To be reverence, and KJV says, thou, even thou, are to be feared. Bamarinya, ante gin, ante gurumne, but the I, male, ante gurumne, the I art majestic, ante gurumne, kutahin, and the I anger, kutahin, mana yikawamal, to stand. He to stand, man, who is he to stand? Who may stand in thy sight when once thou art angry? Kuta cement. Verse 9. Firdina kasamaya semah midara farach zimimalech. Thou discourse judgment. Firda kasamaya semah asemah. Asemma, thou discourse judgment to be heard, kasamai, from heaven. Ferdina kasamai asemma, midr farach, the earth she feared. Midr farach, she, the earth feared. Zimimalech, and was still and was zim, and was quiet. And was quiet. Zim. Zimim malech. Kutel zet ein. Verse 9. Libe ye wahanina yadin zen. Egzia viher le furda ye betanesa gize. Libe ye wahanin yadin zen. Egzia viher le furda betenesagi ze when egzia viher, sustaining the good, the generous, open-handed, our Father, arose to judgment to save all the meek of the earth. Selah, pause. Libe Yewahanin, all the innocent in heart, heartical. Libe Yewahanin, Yadin, to save. Yadin Zen, to save all the upright of heart. Libe Yewahanin, Yadin Zen, Egeziaviher, sustainer. The good, the generous, open-handed, our Father. Le Furd. Betenesagize, for judgment in the time, Betenesagize, in the time that he arose. Kutarasa, verse 10. So, befekadu ya mesugin halinna, kahilina choa terfima be'alhinna ya dergalu, surely. The wrath of man shall praise thee, I. The remainder of wrath shalt thou restrain. So man, befekadu, by his will, in his will, man in his will, yamesagin halina, will praise, will give miskana to the eye, male. So befikadu ya mesigina halina, kahilina cho tarfima be'alhinna ya dergalu. Interesting to read that we have here, right, in this particular verse right here, just looking at the Septuagint as we compare and contrast right here. For the inner thought, the will of man, shall make acknowledgement, miskana, praise to the eye. And what is left of the inner thought,
shall keep a feast, shall keep a feast to the eye. So befekadu yamesaginahalina kahilina chotarfil bealhina yadergalu. Kahilina chohilina, the helina, the inner thought, the conscience, some say the helina, kahilina cho, the inner thought, terfim, and the remainder of the inner thought, and from the remainder of the inner thought, kahilina cho terfim, be'alhina yadergalu, shall keep a feast to the eye. Uter Asra Asraan, verse 11. Lam la kachin le giziavi her siletina kefelu. Bezuriao yalu luija menshana lemias ferao yagabalu. Vow. Vow. And pay to the Lord your God, lam la tachin, to our source, le egeziavi, the sustainer, to the good, the generous, open-handed father, si'ilet, si'ilet, the vow, si'iletina, kefelu, 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 pay the vow, pay the vow, le am la kachin, to our source, le egeziavi, the sustainer, si'iletina, kefelu, bezuriao yalu, let all that be round about him bring presents to him that ought to be feared, that ought to be respected, that ought to be reverence. Lemiasarao yagabalu. Kutar asara hulet. Verse 12. Ye mekwanintina nessa yawatal. Be midrima negestata zen yasafaral. He shall cut off the spirit of princes. He is terrible, awesome, awful to the kings of the earth. Ye mekwanintina nessa yawatal. Ye mekwanint, mekwanint. This is the same word we have for this. Princes shall come out of Egypt. Ye mekwanintina nes, the nes, the soul, the psyche of princes, of mekonins, mekwanins, yawatal, goeth forward. Bemidrim and in the earth and negestata zen and through the kings of the earth, through the kings of the earth, yasfaral, through the kings of the earth, he is terrible. He causeth reverence, respect. He is terrible to the kings of the earth.
Kings of the earth. Kings of the earth. Kings of the earth. Kings of the earth. Kings of the earth. Kings of the earth. Kings of the earth. Kings of the earth. Kings of the earth. Kings of the earth. Kings of the earth. Kings of the earth. Kings of the earth.
مزمور سبع مست بك النف سبع سدس لما زمران عليك ببغن اوچ سلا عصراويان يأصافي مستغانا مزمور اكزيافير بيهودا تاووك سموم بسرائيل لاي تالاكنا سراو بساليم مادرعوم بطيوننو بزيام يكستن حايل غاشان سيفن سلفنم سبرا بزيام كندوچن سبرا انت بزلالم تراروچ هونه بدنك تابرال لب سنفوچ هلو دنگتو انقلفات شونم انقلافو بالت اگوچ هلو بنرسو اجمنم مالاگنو ياقوب املاك هوي كتكسات هيتنسا فرسنوچ هلو انقلافو አንተግን አንተ ግሩም ነህ ቁጣህን ማን ይቃወማል ፍርድህን ከሰማይ አሰማ ምድር ፈራች ዝምም አለች ልቤ ወሃን ያድን ዘንድ እግዚአብሔር ለፍርድ በተነሳ ጊዜ ከህሊናቸው ትርፍም በአልህን ያደርጋሉ ለአምላካችን ለእግዚአብሔር ስዕለትን ከፈሉ በዙሪያው ያሉ ሁሉ እጅ መንሻን ለሚያስፈራው ያገባሉ በዙሪያው ያሉ ሁሉ እጅ መንሻን ለሚያስፈራው ያገባሉ የመኳንንትን ነፍስ ያወጣል በምድርም ነገስታት ዘንድ ያስፈራል
You not see yourself as it is, you piano noa. Tell them, tell them. You not see yourself as it is, you piano as it is, it is, it is, you piano as it is, you piano as it is, you piano noa. Tell them, tell them. You not see yourself as it is, you piano noa. Tell them, tell them. 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 Tell them.
Psalm 76. In Judah is God known. His name is great in Israel. In Salem also is his tabernacle and his dwelling place in Zion. There break he the arrows of the bow, the shield and the sword and the battle. Selah. Thou art more glorious and excellent than the mountains of prey. The stout-hearted are spoiled, they have slept their sleep, and none of the men of might have found their hands. At thy rebuke, O God of Jacob, both the chariot and horse are cast into a dead sleep. Thou, even thou, art to be feared, and who may stand in thy sight when once thou art angry? Thou didst cause judgment to be heard from heaven. The earth feared and was still when God arose to judgment to save all the meek of the earth. Surely the wrath of man shall praise thee, the remainder of wrath shalt thou restrain. Vow and pay unto the Lord your God, let all that be round about him bring presents unto him that ought to be feared. He shall cut off the spirit of princes, he is terrible to the kings of the earth.
Mazmur Savamus Bakanif Savatidis ለመዘምራን አለቃ በበገናዎች ስለ አሶራውያን የአሳፍ የምስጋና መዝሙር እግዚአብሔር በይሁዳ ታወቀ ስሙም በእስራኤል ላይ ታላቅ ነው ሥራው በሳሌም ማደሪያውም በጽዮን ነው በዚያም የቀስትን ኃይል ጋሻን ሰይፍን ሰልፍንም ሰበረ በዚያም ቀንዶችን ሰበረ አንተ በዘላለም ተራሮች ሆነህ በድንቅ ታበራለህ ልበ ሰነፎች ሁሉ ደነገጡ እንቅልፋቸውንም አንቀላፉ ባለጠጎች ሁሉ በእነርሱ እጅ ምንም አላገኙ ያዕቆብ አምላክ ሆይ ከተግሣጽህ የተነሳ ፈረሰኞች ሁሉ አንቀላፉ አንተ ግን አንተ ግሩም ነህ ቁጣህን ማን ይቃወማል ፍርድህን ከሰማይ አሰማ ምድር ፈራች ዝም ማለች ልቤ ውሃን ያድን ዘንድ እግዚአብሔር ለፍርድ በተነሳ ጊዜ ከህሊናቸው ትርፍም በዓልህን ያደርጋሉ ለአምላካችን ለእግዚአብሔር ስዕለትን ከፈሉ በዙሪያው ያሉ ሁሉ እጅ መንሻን ለሚያስፈራው ያገባሉ በዙሪያው ያሉ ሁሉ እጅ መንሻን ለሚያስፈራው ያገባሉ የመኳንንትን ነፍስ ያወጣል በምድርም ነገስታት ዘንድ ያስፈራል
מזמור עין וב למנצח בנגינות מזמור לאסף שיר נודע ביהודה אלוהים וישראל גדול שמו ויהי ושלם סוכו ומעונתו וציון שמה שיבר רשפקשת, מגן וחרב ומלחמה סלע. נאור אתה אדיר, מהררי טרף, אשתוללו אבירי לב, נמו שנתם, ולא מצאו כל אנשי חיל ידיהם. מגערתך אלוהי יעקב, נרדם ורכב וסוס. אתה נורא אתה, ומי יעמוד לפניך מאז אפיך? משמיים השמעת דין, ארץ יראה ושקעת. בקום למשפט אלוהים, להושיע כל עם וארץ סלע. כי חמת אדם תודקה, שארית חמות תחגור. נדרו ושלמו לאדוני אלוהיכם כל סביביו, יובילו שי למורה. יבצור רוח נגידים, נורא למלכי ארץ.
Here, today's daily psalm, according to the royal order of the Ethiopian Hebrews, and here, after the order of Malachi, Tzedek. We have Mizmor, Ein, Wow, Ein, Wow, Ein, Wow, Ein, Wow, Ein, Wow, Ein, here, today's daily psalm, according to the royal order of the Ethiopian Hebrews, and here, after the order of Malachi, Tzedek. We have Mizmor, Ein, Wow, Ein, Wow, Ein, Vav. Ein Wow. Here. Psalm 76. Psalm LXXVI. Mizmor Ein Wow. Mizmor Ein Vav. Ein Wow. Here. A Midrash. A study on today's daily psalm. Here. Verses 1 to 2. For the leader with string music. In Judah is God known. His name is great in Israel. Here. Opening parts of the first and second verses from Mizmor Ein, Wow, Mizmor Ein Vav, Mizmor Ein, Wow. Lanatzeach, Bi en Ginot, Mizmor Le Asaf, Shir. Noda'a, Bi Yehuda Elohim, Bi Yisrael Gadol Shemo. Here, full of verse, for the leader, for the chief musician. Lanatzeach, La Menatzeach, Lanatzeach, Bi Niginot. On the Nigi note, Bingi note, B and Nigi note, with string music. La Natseyach, B and Nigi note, Mizmor Le Asaf Shir. Mizmor, a chant, Isis, a song. Mizmor Le Asaf, of Asaf. Mizmor Le Asaf Shir. Shir, a song. Here, Hebraically the Beit. This is the Beit verse coming forward. That is the Aleph verse, the first verse, according to the Sefer Tehillim, Hebraically the first verse. Lanatzeach, be a neginot, mizmor le'asaf shir. Here, the Beit, the second verse, which would be the first verse in the English Western Gentile Bible, especially the KJV, but Hebraically the second verse, the Beit verse. Noda, be Yehuda Elohim, be Yisrael gadol shemo, in Judah. Is Elohim known? In Yehuda, is Elohim known? Noda'a, noda'a, to be known, noda'a. Be Yehuda Elohim. Noda'a, be Yehuda Elohim. Be Yisrael Gadol, Shemo. His name, Shemo, is great, Gadol, in Israel. Be Yisrael, the Yisrael, noda'a. Be Yehuda Elohim. Be Yisrael Gadol Shemo. Here, these words are to be considered, in the light, in the illumination of the verse, even the verse from Hosea, from Hosea chapter 5, verse 9, the verse, after Ephraim became desolate in the day of rebuke, I made known my integrity among the tribes of Israel. Here, Hosea chapter 5, verse 9. After Ephraim became desolate in the day of rebuke, I made known my integrity among the tribes of Israel. Ephraim l'shama tihyeh b'yom tokeha b'shivatei Yisrael hoda'iti ne'mana. Ephraim shall be desolate in the day of rebuke. Ephraim, l'shama tehiyeh, b'yom tokeha. Among the tribes of Israel do I make known that which shall surely be. B'shivatei Yisrael, hoda'iti, I cause to make known, ne'emana, mine integrity or integrity, ne'emana, that which is aman, that which is integritas, integrity. Thus here, in the Sefer Midrash Tehillim, in the Midrash of the Psalter, it reads, after Ephraim became desolate in the day of rebuke, tokecha, beyom tokecha, day of rebuke, I made known, hoda'iti, integrity, ne'emana, among the tribes of Israel, among the Shivtei Yisrael. Ephraim al-Shamma tehiyeh b'yom tokeha b'Shivtei Yisrael. Hoda'iti ne'emana. When the 10 tribes of Ephraim were being exiled, Judah and Benjamin were not exiled. When the 10 tribes of Ephraim were being exiled, Judah and Benjamin were not exiled. Hence, the Goye Haaretz, the nations, the Gentiles, the international community, the nations of the earth, the Goye Haaretz, began to say, this can only mean that Elohim is like a man who plays favorites. The Gentiles, the nations of the earth, began to say, when the 10 tribes of Ephraim were being exiled, Yehuda and Binyamin, Judah and Benjamin were not exiled. So the Goye Haaretz, the nations of the earth, began to say, this can only mean that Ha-Elohim is like a man who plays favorites. Because Judah and Benjamin, Yehuda and Binyamin, are the keepers of his inn. Ha-Elohim did not exile them. And here, Midrash note on what the nations of the earth, the Goye Haaretz, said, that this can only mean because Judah and Benjamin were not exiled, that Ha-Elohim, the true good, the true God, Ha'ilahim, the power, is like a man who plays favorites. Why? Because Yehuda and Binyamin are the keepers of his inn. So here, his inn. This is in reference to Ha-Hekal, the temple, the Beit Mikdash, the house of the holy that was in Yerushalayim, that was in Jerusalem. So the inn, the nations of the earth, referring to Ha-Hekal, the temple, the Beit Mikdash, that is in Yerushalayim, Jerusalem, as his inn. Inn is here a term of insult. So they're saying that Judah and Benjamin are the keepers of his inn. His inn is here a term of insult. Why? Lamaza? Because of the ill repute of inns in antiquity. So because of the ill repute of inns in antiquity, like inns being dens, so to speak, of iniquity in ancient antiquity, and they had a bad reputation, ill repute, ill rep. So the nations of the earth referred to Ha-Hekal, to the Beit Mikdash, to the house of the Isla, the house of the holy, of HaKadosh Baruch Hu Baruch Hashem, as being an inn. So here, when the 10 tribes of Ephraim were being exiled, Judah and Benjamin were not exiled. Hence, the nations of the earth, the Goye Haaretz, began to say, this can only mean that Ha-Elohim, that Ha-Elohim, is like a man who plays favorites, because Yehuda, Binyamin, Judah and Benjamin are the keepers of his inn. Ha-Elohim did not exile them. But once they, Judah and Benjamin, too, were exiled, HaKadosh Baruch Hu, the Holy One, blessed be He, made His integrity, His integrity, known to the world. As is said, I have made known my integrity, ne'emana, among the tribes of Israel, among the tribes, the Shivtei, B'Shivtei Yisrael. And here from Hosea, chapter 5, Hebraically, verse 9, here. Ephraim, l'shama tehiyeh b'yoma tokeha, b'Shivtei Yisrael. Hoda'iti ne'emana, I made known, ne'emana, my integrity, or some translators translate this as that which that surely shall be, the ne'emana, amenef, linguals are amen, let it be, to become, faithful, surety, but here, also integrity. Be shivate Israel, hodaeti ne'mana. I have made known, hodaeti ne'mana, integrity, my integrity, ne'mana. Be shivate Israel, among the tribes of Israel. Thereupon, here, in the opening of today's psalm, in Judah is Elohim known. His name is great in Israel. Here. Noda'a bi'Yehuda Elohim. Bi'Yisrael dadol shemo. In Yehuda, bi'Yehuda, in Yehuda is Elohim known. Noda'a. Bihuda Elohim, his name, Shemo, is great, Gadol, in Israel. Be Yisrael, Gadol Shemo, Noda'a, Bihuda Elohim, Be Yisrael, Gadol Shemo. Rav Yehuda, Rav Judah, taught in the name of Rav Eli, when the Bnei Yisrael, the sons of Israel, the Israelites, stood at the Yam, Hayam, at the Yam Suf, at the Red Sea, the Ezra Bahir, the Eritrean Sea, they stayed there, disputing one with the other. One said, must I go down first into Hayam, into the sea? And the other said, must I go down first into Hayam, into the sea? Meantime, Nachshon, son of Aminadab, jumped into the waves of the sea, and it came over him. Here, Midrash. A Midrash note right here, in link with meantime, Nachshon, the son of Aminadab, jumped into the waves of Hayam, the waves of the sea. Here, the Midrash note here for today's psalm, Mizmor Ayin Wow, Ayin Vav, Psalm 76. Here we have the Midrash note that, and he, speaking of Nachshon, the son of Aminadab, he was followed by the entire tribe of Yehuda, by the entire tribe of Judah, the Mate Yehuda, the entire tribe of Judah. At this, Moses began to pray. So in the meantime, when Nachshon, the son of Aminadab, jumped into the waves of Hayam, of the sea, and it came over him, it overcame him, at this, Moses began to pray. Even in the words of Psalm 69, Hebraically, the second to third verse, here, Moshe began to pray. Save me, O Elohim, for the waters are come in to my soul. I am come into deep waters, where the floods overflow me, where the floods overflow I. Hosha'ini Elohim, ki yavau amayim ad nafesh, tavati v'wein mitzula v'ein ma'omad, bati v'emaimake mayim v'eshivoleta shetavatni. Moshe began to pray, save me, save I, O Elohim. Hosha'ini Elohim, Hosha'ani, Hosha'ini Elohim. Ki ava'u amayim ad nafesh. For the waters, the mayim, are come, ba'u, and even to the soul. Ki ava'u mayim ad nafesh. I am sunk in deep mire where there is no standing. I am come into deep waters, and the flood overwhelmeth me. The flood overwhelmeth I. Ve shivolet shitafatni. Hoshaini Elohim ki va'u amayim ad nafesh. Tavaiti yabi yaweina mitzula weina ma'omada. Baiti bi'a ma'imakei mayim v'shivoleta shitafatni. Hakadosh Baruch Hu, the Holy One, the Isla One, the Sanctified, the Set Apart One, Baruch Hu, blessed be He, said to Moses, my beloved are perishing in the sea, and thou, the eye, tarriest at prayer? Hakadosh Baruch Hu, the Isla One, blessed be He, said to Moshe, my beloved are perishing in Hayam, in the sea, and thou, the eye, tarriest at prayer? The eye tarriest at Tefillah? speak to the B'nai Yisrael, that they go forward. Hear, hear, hear. Shemot, Exodus. Exodus chapter 14, verse 15. Speak to the B'nai Yisrael, the sons of Israel, the Israelites, that they go forward. And here, here, the fuller verse here from Shemot, from Exodus, Exodus chapter 14. Here, the fuller verse, verse 15. Vayomer Yahweh el Moshe, ma titzak elai, daber el b'nei Yisrael, ve yis'o. And Jehovah, he who be, we be, said to Moses, to Moshe, Vayomer Yahweh el Moshe, wherefore, why, for what criest thou to me? Why, what shriekest thou? Ma titzak. Ma titzak, ma titzak, ma what titzak, titzak, shriekis, ma titzak, elai, elai, upon eye to eye, why criest, shriekest thou to eye, ma titzak, elai, daver, daver, speak, daver, il b'nei Yisrael, speak to the sons of Israel, daver il b'nei Yisrael, we yisao, ve yisao, we yisao. We Yisao, Yisao, that they go forward. We Yisao, HaKadosh, Baruch Hu, Baruch HaShem, the Holy One, blessed be He. Blessed be the name, said to Moses, to Moshe, my beloved ones are perishing in Hayam, in the sea, and thou the eye tarriest at prayer. Speak, speak, Daber, Daber il b'nei Yisrael, we Yisao. Speak to the sons of Israel, to the Israelites, that they go forward. We Yisao, that they go forward, forward ever. Hence, the verse, even the verse here, here, here in today's daily psalm, Mizmor Ein, Wow, Ein Vav, Psalm 76. In Judah is Elohim known, Shemo Gadol, his name is great, in Yisrael. Hear, hear, hear. Noda bi Yehuda Elohim. Bi Yisrael Gadol Shemo. Noda known bi Yehuda in Yehuda Elohim. Elohim is known in Yehuda. Noda bi Yehuda Elohim. Bi Yisrael in Israel. Bi Yisrael Gadol Shemo. Gadol, great, big up. Gadol Shemo. His name Shemo. Noda'a bi Yehuda Elohim, bi Yisrael Gadol Shemo. This means that Shemo, Shemo, his name, the Hashem, the name, Shemo, became great in call Yisrael, the call Yisrael, in all Yisrael. For Moshe said to Ha Elohim, to Chaylehim, in that hour, that Iowa, when thou, the I, didst deal mercifully with the tribe of Yehuda, with the tribe of Judah, it was as if thou hast dealt mercifully with all Israel, with all Israel, since Israel, Israel, is also known by the name of Yehuda, since Israel is also known by the name of Judah, 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 Judah,
Kadamawi, Kadamawi, Slavia.
The whole place is due for
Yeah.
מזמור עין וב למנצח בנגינות, מזמור לאסף שיר. נודע ביהודה אלוהים, וישראל גדול שמו. ויהי ושלם סוכו, ומעונתו וציון. שמה שיבר ריש וקשת, מגן וחרם ומלחמה סלע. נאור אתה אדיר, מהררי תערב. אשתוללו אבירי לב, נמו שנתם, ולא מצאו כל אנשי חיל ידיהם. מגערתך אלוהי יעקב, נרדם ורכב וסוס. אתה נורא אתה, ומי יעמוד לפניך מאז אפיך. משמיים השמעת דין, ארץ יראה ושקעת. וקום למשפט אלוהים, להושיע כל עם וארץ סלע. כי חמת אדם תודקה, שארית חמות תחבור. נדרו ושלמו לאדוני אלוהיכם כל סביביו, יובילו שי למורה. יבצור רוח נגידים, נורא למלכי ארץ.
Psalm 76. In Judah is God known. His name is great in Israel. In Salem also is his tabernacle and his dwelling place in Zion. There break he the arrows of the bow, the shield and the sword in the battle. Selah. Thou art more glorious and excellent than the mountains of prey. The stout-hearted are spoiled. They have slept their sleep, and none of the men of might have found their hands. At thy rebuke, O God of Jacob, both the chariot and horse are cast into a dead sleep. Thou, even thou, art to be feared, and who may stand in thy sight when once thou art angry? Thou didst cause judgment to be heard from heaven. The earth feared and was still when God arose to judgment to save all the meek of the earth. Selah. Surely the wrath of man shall praise thee. The remainder of wrath shalt thou restrain. Vow and pay unto the Lord your God. Let all that be round about him bring presents unto him that ought to be feared. He shall cut off the spirit of princes. He is terrible to the kings of the earth. Kings of the earth. Kings of the earth. Kings of the earth.
Another comment on, in Judah is Elohim known. His name is great in Yisrael, in Israel. Noda'a bi Yehuda Elohim, bi Yisrael, gadol, shema. Gadol, shema. Gadol. Why did the tribe of Judah, of Yehuda, merit the kingship? Lamaze, why? Minyanim, why did the tribe, the Mate Yehuda, the Shibte, Yehuda, why did the tribe of Judah merit the kingship? In the shade of the dovecot in Jamnia, the disciples, the Talmudim, the disciples ask this very question of Rav Tarfon. Just why did the tribe of Judah merit the kingship? He replied, it was because Yehuda, Judah, confessed to his relations with Tamar. Hear you hear? Midrash, a Midrash note right here, on today's psalm, on Mizmor Ein Wow. Mizmor Ein Vav, Mizmor Ein Wow. Psalm 76. Here. Refer to Genesis Bereshith, chapter 38. Bereshith, Genesis, chapter 38, for more on the reply of Rav Tarfon to this very question, just why did the tribe of Judah merit the kingship? It was because Yehuda, Judah, confessed to his relations with Tamar. Ha Talmudim, the disciples said, it is compensation enough that his confession was accepted as atonement for illicit intercourse. Ha Talmudim, the disciples said, it is compensation enough that his confession was accepted as atonement for illicit intercourse.
Rav Tarfon then replied, it was because Judah said, according to Bereshit, according to Genesis chapter 37, verse 26, what profit is it if we slay our brother and conceal his blood? What profit is it if we slay our brother and conceal his blood? Here, Bereshit, Genesis chapter 37, here, verse 26. Vayomer Yehuda, illa echav, illa chayo, ma betza, ki nahrog, eta achinu, v'ksinu eta damo. And Judah said, Vayomer Yehuda, to his brethren, illa echav, illa chayo, Vayomer Yehuda, illa chayo, ma betza, what profit, ma betza, ki nahirog, if we slay, ki nahirog, eta achinu, if we slay our brother achinu, ki nahirog eta achinu, and conceal his blood, v'kisinu eta damo, with casino etamo, and conceal his blood. Vayomer Yehuda, illa echayo, ma betza, kia nahroga etachinua, with casino etamo. They said, it is compensation, HaTalmidim said, it is compensation enough that the saving of a life was accepted as kapar, kippur, as atonement for the sale of a brother into slavery. It is compensation enough that the saving of a life was accepted as atonement as for the sale of a brother into slavery. Rav Tarfon replied to HaTalmidim, to the disciples, it was because Judah said, in the words of Bereshit, Genesis chapter 44, verse 33, now, therefore, let thy servant, I pray that I, abide instead of the lad. Now, therefore, make thy servant, I pray that I, abide instead of the lad. Ve'ata yashevna avdecha tachata hanara eveda la'adoni ve'hanara ya'ala'ima echav. Here. Bereshit, Genesis chapter 44, verse 33. Now, therefore, let make thy servant, I pray thee, abide instead of the lad, a bondman to my lord, la Adoni, we'ata, and now, we'ata, yashevna, abide, to stay, to be seated, to be sat up, yashevna, we'ata, yashevna, abdeka, tachata hana'ara, Eveda la Adoni. Now therefore, make thy servant Abdeka. I pray thee, I abide. Yashevna. Instead of the lad, Tachat Hanar. Instead of Hanar, the Naar, the lad. Tachata Hanar. Instead of the lad, a bondman to my Lord. Eved la Adoni. And make the lad go up with his brethren. Wihanara Ya'ala Ima Echayo. Wihata Yashebna Abdekata Hata Hanara Evedla Adoni. Wihanara Ya'ala Ima Echayo. They, Ha Talmudim, the disciples said, it is required of a guarantor that he stand by his guarantee. Ha Talmudim, in response to Rav Tarfon's reply, saying that it was because Yehuda, according to the words of Bereshit, Genesis chapter 44, verse 33, where he says, now, therefore, make thy servant Abdeka, I pray that I abide instead of the lad, Ha Talmudim, the disciple said, it is required of a guarantor that he stand by his guarantee. And here, a midrash note right here on this point, standing by his guarantee. Judah became surety, a pledge, for Binyamin, for Benjamin. Refer to Bereshit, Genesis chapter 44, verse 32. Here, Yehuda This is to bring out the point that the disciples made, HaTalmidim, when they said that it's required of a guarantor that he stand by his guarantee. Yehuda, Judah, became surety for Binyamin, for Benjamin, according to Bereshith, Genesis chapter 44, verse 32. Rav Tarfon then asked the disciples, if what you say is true, Emet, Bemet, then by virtue of what good deed did the tribe of Judah, the tribe of Yehuda, merit the kingship? By what good deed did the tribe of Yehuda merit the kingship? They, HaTalmidim, answered, it was because the tribe of Yehuda, the tribe of Judah, leaped first into the waves of Hayam, of the sea. It was because the tribe of Judah, of Yehuda, leaped first into the waves of the sea. With all the tribes standing there, and not one of them going down into Hayam, not one of them going down into the sea, one tribe saying, must I go down first? And the other tribe saying, must I go down first? The tribe of Yehuda, the tribe of Judah, hallowed, sanctified, set apart, ilified Hashem, ilified the name Hashem of HaKadosh, Baruch Hu, of the Holy One, the Isla One, the sanctified, set apart one, Baruch Hu, blessed be He, and went down into Hayam, went down into the sea, into the Etrabahir, into the Bahir, went down into the sea. Hence, here, the verse, even the verse from Hosea chapter 12, verse 1, that reads, But Judah, moreover, went down with God. V'Yehuda od rada im el. Here, this translation here from the Sefer Midrash Tehillim brings out this verse here from Hosea, brings out the verse from Hosea 12 and 1, but Judah, Yehuda, moreover, went down with El. Here, looking at the Hebrew from the Hebrew translation, and Judah is yet wayward towards El. Here. Let's bring this out here. We Yehuda. Odaradaim El. And here in the KJV, in the King James Version, this verse is found in Hosea chapter 11 at verse 12. Chapter 11, verse 12. The verse here, final part of the verse that reads, But Judah yet ruleth with God, is elsewhere translated as, but Judah, Yehuda, moreover, went down with God. And here, and Judah is yet wayward towards God. The Hebrew, we Yehuda od rad im el. Here KJV has, but Judah yet ruleth with El, the Almighty, with Ha'el, El. Yehuda yet ruleth with El. We Yehuda, od rad im El. And here on this particular verse, once again found in the King James Version in Hosea chapter 11 at verse 12, Hebraically found in chapter 12 at verse 1. Here. Let's first touch on this one translation, waywards towards El. Yehuda, Judah, sinful like Ephraim, will share his fate. The AV, the Authorized Version, and the RV, the Revised Version of the Bible, translate in a complementary sense. But Judah, Yehuda, we Yehuda, yet ruleth with God. But Yehuda, yet ruleth with God. We Yehuda, od rad im El. And is faithful with the Holy One, HaKadosh Baruch Hu, with the Holy One. Here in the Authorized Version of the KJV, the Authorized Version, it would read it as, and is faithful with the Holy One or with the saints. In the KJV, in the Authorized Version, with the saints, bringing out the Hebraic sense, and Judah yet ruleth with El, the Almighty Power, and is faithful with HaKadosh, with the Holy One. Some say that neither rendering is satisfactory. Thus, we have this verse that is often debated upon as to what is its true, proper interpretation, translation. Here, the Hebrew, we Yehuda, od, rad, im, el. And the im, el, is like imanu, in the Hebrew, with us, imanu,
with nu with us, Imanu, im with Imanu, El, that El, the power, the Almighty, the power is with us. The true good, the true God is with us. The best explanations that proposed by Ehrlich, some say. The verb rad, rad, as we have in We Huda, od, rad, rad. The verb, the Hebrew verb rad, means to roam. We have this in Jeremiah chapter 2, verse 31. Aim, aim, aim is translated toward, some say, meaning possessing, possessing. This is brought out in Psalm LXXIII and 25. In Psalm 73 and 25. And the word for faithful is rendered established in 1 Shmuel chapter 3 verse 20. So the meaning of the clause is, but Judah roams in search of a deity, yet has El, yet is Im, El, is with El. Even the Most High, who has proved true. Even the Most High, who has proved true. So here the King James Version translates the second portion of verse 12 in Hosea chapter 11, verse 12. But Judah yet ruleth with El, and is faithful with the saints. Here a more Hebraic bring out of the meaning of the verse, but Judah roams. The idea of roaming in search of a deity. Yet, Im El, Im El, Im El is with God, as we have in Immanuel. That El is with us, Yehuda, Im El, has El, is with El, even the Most High, who has proved true. So here, bringing this out from the Hebrew, we Yehuda, od rad, Im El, we Im, Kedoshim, Ne'eman, and toward the Holy One. Kedoshim also can be translated as the saints, the set-apart ones, the Kedoshim, the Im Kedoshim Ne'eman, and towards and with the Holy One, Ne'eman, who is faithful, and with the Kedoshim, with the saints, Ne'eman, Ne'eman, faithful, with Im Kedoshim Ne'eman. We Yehuda, Od Rada, Im Ela, with Im Kedoshim Ne'eman. So here, to bring out the Midrash sense here, hence the verse, but Yehuda, Judah, moreover, went down. Rad, from Yarad, Yarad, to descend. So now bringing out that sense of the word Rad, in a sense of to descend, to go down from Yarad, we Yehuda, Oda Rada, Imael, and moreover, Yehuda, Judah, went down, descended with El, with the power. That is, Yehuda, Judah, surrendered to HaKadosh, Baruch Hu, to the Holy One. Blessed be He, and hallowed, and ilified, made holy, set apart, sanctified, ilified, Hashem, the name of HaKadosh, of the Holy One, Baruch Hu, blessed be He, and went down into Hayam, went down into the sea. And by this good deed, merited the kingship. And by this good deed, merited the kingship. As is said even in the 114th Psalm, Hebraically the second verse, Psalm 114, verse 2, Yehuda, Judah was his hallowing, his sanctifying. Yisrael, Israel, is his dominion. Haita, Yehuda, likadisho, Yisrael, mama shilotav. Judah became his sanctuary, elsewhere translated and brought out as Judah, Yehuda, became his sanctuary. Haita, Yehuda, likadisho. Here in the Midrash brought out as Yehuda, Judah, was his hallowing, was his sanctifying, was his setting apart, his hallowing, ilifying. Haita, Yehuda, likadisho. Yisrael, mama shilotayo. Mam shilotav, mam shilotayo. Yisrael, mam shilotayo. Here, the fuller verse, Yehuda, Judah was, became, haita can be to become, haita in a sense was, the context is important, was, became, his hallowing, his ilifying, or his sanctuary, likadisho, for him was for a sanctuary, a holy place, haita, Yehuda, likadisho, Yisrael, Israel, mam shilotav, his dominion, ancient pointing, mam shilotayo, Yisrael, Mam Shilotayo. Because the tribe of Yehuda, of Judah, was the first to go down into Hayam, into the sea, for the hallowing, the setting apart, the eilifying, the sanctifying of Ha'el, Ha'el, of the true good, the true God, of the almighty power. Therefore, the Eretz Yisrael, the land of Israel, became Yehuda's, Judah's dominion. And so, in Judah is Elohim known. Shemo, his name, Gadol, great, be Yisrael. In Israel, it means that the Hashem, the name of Yehuda, of Judah, is the greatest in Israel. Yes,
brothers and sisters and brothers, time that we have right here. Like to share this, since speak about Yehuda and Judah, right? Judah and Yehuda. Some people say Yahuda. Hopefully we can help to express why more correctly it is Yehuda, even by using this psalm right here.
Lion of Judah shall break every chain.
Yes. Great. Shalom, Habarim, shalom. So here we have Mizmor, Psalm chant, Mizmor, Ein Vav, or some say Ein Vav. Modern Yehudi, modern Jews, when one says Ein Vav, but Ein Vav, Wawen, Ein Vav, today's daily psalm. Elohim, triumphant. The theme is Elohim, triumphant, and today's daily psalm is a psalm that reads in the opening. Yes. Shalom, Chaberim, shalom. So here we have Mizmor, psalm chant, Mizmor, Ein Vav, or some say Ein Vav. Modern Yehudi, modern Jews, when one says Ein Vav, but Ein Vav, Wawen, Ein Vav, today's daily psalm. Elohim, triumphant. The theme is Elohim, triumphant, and today's daily psalm is a psalm that reads in the opening word sound, in Yehuda. Somebody say Yahuda. We're going to touch on what is the meaning of Yehuda. Why is Judah in Hebrew properly pronounced Yehuda and not Yahuda, as coming from the Western Gentile, coming from out of Babylon, as many ones and ones begin to start to study the scripts and come across even the Jah name and the Yah in the scripture, Hallelujah, and the Yah name, and some of the speculations and reasonings and studies and assumptions of what the name or the enunciation of the Hashem is, there has been this custom practice or doing to say Yahuda. I sought to actually just do a vlog just on that right there, and perhaps that's something that we need to touch on just maybe after we get into some of the basics. Getting some of the basics of today's daily psalm right here. Why is Yehuda? Because there's some other transliterations, some of the Chaberim know about some of the other sites. I think we have them linked at the RastafariFoundation.org, as well as just points of reference outsource sites where ones and ones with the Talmudim, fellow disciples, the Tekmez Amorit, the Chaberim can also refer to, also points of reference for I and I as well. And in a few of them, they also kind of repoint the Hebrew, for example, in the name Yehuda to read Yahuda, right? And why properly, correctly, it is Yehuda. Now, is there a Yahuda in that sense? Well, according to the Hebrew, the name Judah, Yehuda, means celebrated, praised. It's like the sense of saying someone is praised or someone is celebrated or celebrated praise. And it's because of the experience of the matriarch, Leah, who said, right, that now she shall praise Yahuwah, Jehovah, Yahweh. She's going to praise because of the birth, and corresponding with that birth of that fourth son, Yehuda, right? Praise Yehuda, right? From the root, right? The Hebraic root of the Hoda, right? We have Yehuda from the Hebraic root of Hoda. So let's touch on this right here just briefly, and hopefully be able to present a vlog where we can have a little bit more of the points of reference, you know, brought forward writ large. Ones can look and see and also look up for themselves. So we have Yehuda celebrated, Yehuda. We have the name spelled out in the English sometimes as J-E, J-E-H-U-D-A-H, J-E, for the Yeh, Yeh, or Yeh, Yeh, right? The Yeh sound, the Yeh sound. Now, some would debate whether it's the Yeh or the Yah, right? Because in their estimation, it is Jahuda. It's not Yehuda. Right? Now, this points to the question of Hebrew, right, and true Hebrew, not just a selected word right here, but how this word right here, or this name, this noun, this name here is a part of Hebraic speech. This is a part of Hebraic speech. So we can't just lift one word or one name that within the speech, in the context of the language, made sense, not just as a name, but also as a word sound, as a part of speech. It must be consistent, right? It must be consistent. So there is a pointing. There are vowels, right? There are at least seven vowel sounds, right, within the Hebrew, primary vowel sounds. So there's a lot of wrong assumptions, right, coupled with some overzealousness and fanaticalness and zeal, right? It's one to have a zeal, like the Israelites have a zeal. The Israelites have a zeal for Elohim, for God, for the true good, but it's not according to knowledge. So getting the da'at, right? The da'at on the name of Yehuda. What is the knowledge of the name Yehuda? Why do we say Yehuda properly and not Yahuda? Now, for those who might have adopted the Yahuda or even as a name, so be it. Right, so be it, but this is just for one's consideration. Right? So Yehuda, Yehuda, the H3063. So the opening verse here in today's daily psalm, Noda'a, 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 Bihuda Elohim, Noda'a, Bihuda Elohim, Be Yisrael Gadol Shemo, and Judah, and Yehuda is Elohim, Noda'a. Noda'a is Elohim known. Noda'a. Noda'a from the Hebrew yada'a, 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 yada'a. To know. Noda'a, to be known. Noda'a. Bihuda Elohim. Be Yisrael Gadol Shemo. And Judah and Yehuda is Elohim known. Be Yisrael in Israel. Be Yisrael in Yisrael. Gadol Shemo. Gadol Shemo. Great, Gadol, Gadol, great, big, important, Gadol Shemo. His name is great, his name is important. Be Yisrael, in Yisrael, in Israel. So here we have a declaration of Ha-Elohim, the true good, the true God, his majesty, in the Kahal, the Kehillah, in the church, in the church, in the wilderness, the church, in the wilderness, as Kedus Estefano, St. Stephen in Acts of the Apostles, chapter 7, brought out right there, the church in the wilderness, right, that church, that kahal, kahal, kahel, the kahal, the kehillah, the called out to kahal, to convocate, to call out, right, being called out, the outcalling, ekkalio, ecclesia. So Elohim's majesty, a declaration of Elohim's majesty, in the church, we have this opening verse right here, which is Elohim's majesty to the chief musician, Lanatzeach, to the overcomer, on Niginot, Bi Niginot, Mizmor Le'asaf, Shir, a psalm, a Mizmor, a Shir, a song of Asaf, Le'asaf, of Asaf. In Judah, Elohim known, his name great in Yisrael. Noda'a, Bihuda Elohim, Bi Yisrael, Gadol Shemo. Opening verse right here, proclaiming Elohim's victory, Elohim's salvation, Elohim's preservation, Elohim's victory, his victory in Zion, in Zion, his victory in Zion. So here, the opening verse, the psalmist and I depicts, give a word, sound, to picture Ha-Elohim, the true good, the true God, as a mighty warrior who destroys, who downstroys Israel's enemies. Elohim, known, Bihuda, in celebration, elebration, in praise, as praise, in Judah, in being praised, in being Isis, in being celebrated. The name, the name, the name, Shemo, his name, Shemo, his Shem, right, the Shem, his Shem, the Shem, his Shem, Shemo, 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 his name,
Here it stands in a metonymical kind of a sense for Ha-Elohim, the true good, the true God, his reputation, his rep, because of his name. So his name is great in Israel. This is a verse that many of I and I Rastafari, even in some of the previous and earlier days of many of I and I tried, along with some of the, you know, other and fellow Israelites of the other camps, when we are declaring, weep not, behold, Moa Anbesa Zaim Negeta Yehuda. Weep not, behold, the conquering lion of the tribe of Judah. Goramawi Kamawi Haile Selassie, King of Kings of Ethiopia. When we declare the glory of his majesty, weep not, behold, many of the other Israelites, you know, they, Yahweh, you know, and it's about what they say it's about, but his name is still great amongst them. The emphasis amongst even other Israelites of the name of Yahweh, amongst the other Israelites is even brought out and even verified here in today's daily psalm in the B part of the verse, Be Yisrael Gadol Shemo. However, no da. Somebody say no da. As we teach the youth, no da. He is known. He is yada means to know. Yada. Now the emphasis on that last ah. Because it's an ayin, like today's daily psalm is mizmor ayin. Some say it points as a word pick to the eye. One of the points of references, right, is to the ayin, is the eye. And the word sound in Hebrew for eye is ayin, the ayin. So here we have ayin right here, right? So the no da'a at the end is an ayin. Now, why is that significant? Because we have yad and yada, with a hey at the end. In other words, the yod, the y, the hey, and the dalet, right? Sleeker. The yod, the dalet, right? And the hey. The yod, the dalet, and the hey. Or the y, the y, the dalet, the d, and the hey, h. So we have y, d, h. Yada means to stretch forth the hand. Yada. Now, the yad is the hand. Now, from a Western Gentile or from like an English-speaking ear, these two words sound virtually similar or even the same. Yada, yada, and yada. But if it's enunciated correctly, yada, means to know. So in noda'a means known, noda'a, right? To ascertain by seeing. So to yada, so yada, because yada means to stretch forth the hand, One of the senses of stretching forth the hand means to stretch forth the hand in praise, to stretch forth the hand in worship, right, in worship. And now this is the root, this is interesting, this is the root of Judah in the Hebrew, or Yehuda. Yehuda, no da'a, be yis, right, be yis. I was about to say be Yisrael, but that's the second verse. The first verse is speaking about Judah, no da'a, be Yehuda. Second verse says be Yisrael, in Israel, Gadol Shemo, his name is great, but Elohim, the true good, the true God, no da'a, be Yehuda, be Yehuda, be, or be Yehuda, be Yehuda. So in Yehuda, at the root of Judah, the H3063, is Yada, the Yada. So we have the Yada, Y-D-H, primary Hebraic lifts, or the Y, the Yod, the Yad, the Dalet, and the He. This is the verb right here. That means to use the hand. To use the hand is to Yada. Similar to Yada. So you have Yada, and we have Yada. Yada, the root of Yehuda, is to use the hand, to hold out the hand. Physically, it can mean to throw at something or to throw a stone, to throw an arrow, in the sense of the Yada is to throw by using the hand. So remember the root here, the Yad is the hand, Yada. Yada, to use the yad, to use the hand, yada, right?
in the third sense is to revere or to worship. To worship is to worship. To worship with extended hands. Put your hands up, right, as Judah, Yehuda, especially here in this north country, the so-called Negro, right, Yehuda, Judah, putting one's hands up, even that sign there that many might know in the world flesh and the seclorum, like for party or celebration, put your hands up, you know what I mean? There we have this Hebraic, the underlying Hebrew sense of yada. But yada also, in its fourth sense of the word, can be to bemoan by wringing the hands, a traditional sign of mourning or some bemoaning of something. In fact, we've seen this a lot in some of the Nollywood and the African movies, traditional kind of village movies. Someone is bemoaning and they grab their hands and they're like kind of wringing. We call it wringing the hands. They're wringing the hands. That's also to yada. That's also a sign of yada at the root of Yehuda. Yehuda. But here's what's interesting is that Hebraically speaking, right, for the, we could say, receptive, the intuitive, the in the sense of the intelligent reader, receiver, there is an underlying rhyme and relationship. Even in this first verse here, the first proper verse that's in KJV of the Hebrew, Noda'a be Yehuda Elohim. In the Noda'a from Yada'a, to know, yada, to know, and Yehuda from yada, to use the hand, to hold out the hand, to extend the hand, to put your hands up, right, to worship, to reverence, noda'a, known, be Yehuda, and putting out your hands, putting up your hands in worship, in reverence, be Yehuda, in praise, right, in praise, in celebration and adoration, Elohim, the true good, the true God, the Yisrael, in the man who sees the true good, the true El, the true God, in the Yashar, Yisrael, Yashar El, in the Sarah, right, the Sarah, a prince, Sar, a prince, Yisar, Yashar, the prince with Elohim, as we get the interpretation in the first book of Moshe, the Hebrew book, that is called Bereshith in the Hebrew, the Sefer Bereshith, and known as Genesis, So even the underlying sense to the Hebrew hearer, whose ear is open, is the connection, right? The connection in the word sound between knowledge and that gnosis, right? That gnosis of Elohim, noda, from yada, to know, to ascertain by seeing, sight. This is used in a variety of senses, the sense of to know. There's a figurative sense of it. Learning to read the Hebrew sign language, the figurative sense, the Hebrew hieroglyphic, the word picture sense. There's the literal sense. There is the euphemistical sense. There's the inferential sense. This includes observation, hear, recognition, and there's also the causative, to cause to know, to cause to be known in the sense of instruction, designation, even with the Shemo, the Hashem, the name. Also can have a sense of punishment, too, within that know and knowledge, right? That acquaintance, we have the acquaintance with. So the word to know, yada'a. Here in the Hebrew sense, we have the noda'a, to be known, noda'a, be Yehuda Elohim, be Yisrael gadol shemo, great is his name. So in Judah, so we made the connection with this verse here, Psalm 76, verse 1, and Revelation 5:5, weep not, behold, the Lion of the tribe of Yehuda, of Judah, Yehuda of praise, celebration, praise. So a little bit more on the Yehuda. Why is it Yehuda and not Yahuda? So see, when some interpret that it's Yahuda, or in a sense misinterpret, they are putting the name Yah, right, within the name, it's almost like you're saying that Jah praises, that Jah himself, he who be Yah, that Yah he praises, that he is praising, in that sense, instead of the true sense of Yehuda or Judah, that he is praised. Yehuda is celebrated, that he is celebrated. This is why in the Baraka of the patriarch Yaakov, in the blessing of the father Jacob, Jacob says what he says. He says, Judah, you are the one, Yehuda, you, brother, Judah, son, Judah, Yehuda, you are he whom your brethren are going to praise you. This is interesting because you hear a lot of religious folks or on this pseudo, this kind of Western Gentile sense, counterfeit Christian and religious, so-called religious sense of it, where some people say, well, I don't praise nobody but God. But the Hebrew sense is also that a one who does the will and seeks to do according to the will of he who he be is praised. That one is to be praised, right? Even though that one in themselves may seek no praise, they must be aware of his ways that they are to be praised, and they can humble and receive that humbly and give all praise, right, to he who he be, HaKadosh Baruch Hu, Baruch Hashem. However, that is the sense here. So when one say that, well, I don't praise nobody but God or but Yah or Yahweh or but Jah, so forth and so on, or Christ, or as ones would say, that is not a true sense. That is somewhat adulterated. Well, you think it's very much adulterated. Very much adulterated with a foreign mind. That's a foreign mind. So it's a foreign mind. It's from a foreign mind when you say, well, I don't praise nobody but God. Well, the true good, the true God is worthy of all the praise, but in the Hebrew and Hebraic sense concerning the name of Yehuda, if we go into the Baraka or the Barakot, the blessings of Judah that we find in Genesis chapter 49, as well as Deuteronomy 33, we will find the sense of Yehuda, Judah, especially in the first, right, in the first sense of the mother, the matriarch, Leah naming her fourth son, right, her fourth child, her fourth son, should we say, her fourth son. She says, now she will praise, because she will praise, she is naming her child, this fourth son, praised. He is praised. He is the one to receive the praise. Yaakov, the patriarch, Abinu Yaakov, he follows up on that and reinforces that sense in his word sound when he says to Yehuda, to Judah, that thou art he whom your brethren shall praise, and they shall bow, they shall worship. The same sense of the word to bow is to worship. They shall worship. Weep not, behold, the lion of the tribe of Judah, the root of David. Noda'a. Remember the sense of Noda'a? Noda'a is to be known, and the Hebrew sense is also to ascertain by seeing, right? And the seeing there should be understood in the Hebrew sense of the two truths, both by the natural seeing, right? That natural seeing, seen, right? And that cycle, the cycle spiritual sight. We could say the third eye, that single eye sight, to be able to see it with the mind's eye sense of seeing, both to see it with the two eyes, right? The so-called the two holes, but also with that third eye, what was called the single eye, what Rabbeinu, I and I, Rabbi, the Rabbi of Rabbis, Black Lord and Savior Yeshua, Aha Moshiach, calls the single eye, right, to see, Noda'a, Noda'a, Bihuda Elohim, Bi Yisrael Gadol Shemo, great is his name. So on Judah, properly in the Hebrew is Yehuda, and the proper meaning of Yehuda is praised, celebrated. Yehuda is praised, celebrated. Praised, celebrated is Judah, and the root of Yehuda is from the Hebrew yadah, yadah, or to extend it so one can hear the fullness of the sound, yadaha, yadaha, yadah, 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 which means to use the hand, to use the yad, to hold out the hand, to hold out the yad, to throw at or throw away by using the yad, the hand, to throw a stone, to throw an arrow, yadah, to revere, to reverence, to worship with extended yad, right? The yadim, extended hands, also in an intensive sense to bemoan, to wring the hands. This word is translated often in the KJV as to cast something out, also from yadah, to confess. To confess, vidui, to confess. This is interesting. The word confess, if you read it Hebraically and understand the translations, it could be to praise. Some might misread it in one of the senses or in the wrong context. That means to praise, but it actually means to confess, right? Stretch forth the hand, like if somebody's pleading with someone. You see a person pleading with another person, and they'll put out their hand with their palms will be up. Or as they're speaking to somebody, to plead with them. I'm beseeching you. I'm pleading with you. They are holding out, right, the hand. Or they're confessing something. I want to confess. You see, I really didn't really mean to such a, and they're stretching out the hand. Confession. So the sense of confessing that we find even in HaTorah, in many areas of HaTorah and many areas of the Brit Hashanah and other areas of the scriptures, we have the stretching forth of the hands to praise. So yada, to confess. Yada, to praise. Yada, to shoot. To shoot is to yada, to shoot. To shoot a stone, to shoot an arrow, to shoot at is to yada. To thank, yada. From yada, we get the other form from the Hebraic root of toda, or some Israelites will say tawada, tawada. And now tawada can be taught to basically teach the youths. These are the letters. It's the tav, tau, right? It's the wow, right? It's the dalet, right? The dalet, right? And then we have the hey, right? We have the hey, tawada, toda, toda, right? Toda. But now as we grow, right? The more, when the more teaches us, tewadaha, tewada, right? As the more teaches us. As we grow, right? In Rovenu, we know that it's toda, tawada, 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 tawada. Right, that's what we call most of the Lashon Kadosh, that ones refer to as like baby Hebrew. That's basic teaching of the basic glyphs, the basic sound of the basic glyphs. Tawada, toda. So we have toda. Toda is thanks. Odeka, odeka. I will thank the I. Odeka Yehovah. I will thank the I. O Jehovah. Thank, being thankful, also the sense of thanksgiving, also the sense of the offering. There's the offering. There's the sacrifice, the zebach. There's a sacrifice of toda, the sacrifice of tawada, of toda, the sacrifice of praise from that root of yada, 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 yada there is praise, yada, yada. Now, when we have the sense of the verb, the other word that sounds similar to yada is yada, 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 which means to know. So this kind of a rhyme of similar word sound here, bringing out the sense of noda'a, bihuda, Elohim. Now the context of today's daily psalm, Psalm 76, here as we get into the first verses, right, the first verses of today's daily psalm, a praise of Elohim after his judgment has gone forward, after his judgment has gone forth. So there's a couple of key words here at the opening, the intro. We have Yehuda. We start to emphasize right here Yehuda, right? Yehuda. And the superscription, Lamnatzeach, to the chief musician, to the presenter, to the musical director. Lamnatzeach, to the overcomer. La menatzeach, to ha menatzeach, to the one who netzach, 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 to the one who overcomes. Lamnatzeach. Be niginot, binginot, the niginot, be niginot, binginot, upon stringed instruments, upon the harps. So here the rhema, Rastafari, the rhema sense, right? We say bingi, the niginot. Bingi is almost like a short way of saying the niginot, being on the niginot, being on string music. Be niginot, lanatziach, be niginot, mizmor le'asafa shir. So we have niginot, string music. We have this in the title here of today's daily psalm, Mizmor Ein Wow, Ein Vav, Ein Wow. We have it in Psalm 4, superscription 4 and 1, Psalm 54 and 1. We have Psalm 61 and 1. We have Psalm 67 and 1. A psalm. This psalm is entitled in the Septuagint, in the LXX, right? Followed by the Vulgate, the Latin, and by Apollinarius, right, followed there as an ode against the Assyrian, an ode against the Assyrian in the LXX, or pros ton Assyrion, pros ton Assyrion in the Septuagint, the Koine Greek, right, we have pros ton Assyrion, an ode, right, against a sheer prostona Assyrion, an ode against the Assyrian. And it was considered by many of the best commentators that have been composed, some say by Asaph, after the defeat of Sennacherib. So this is a lit Asaph, and of Asaph, a for Asaph. Now the sense of in Judah, as we have emphasized here, the sense of in Yehuda, in Judah, be Yehuda, in Judah. We have this also in other psalms. Take note. In Psalm 48, verses 1 to 3, the sense of in Yehuda, in celebrated, in praised. Psalm 147 and 19. Psalm 147, verse 20. Deuteronomy chapter 4, verse 7. Deuteronomy chapter 4, verse 8. In Deuteronomy chapter 4, verses 34 to 36, we have the sense of Behuda in Judah. In Acts of the Apostles, chapter 17, verse 23. In Romans, the Epistle to the Romans, chapter 2, verses 17 to verse 29, as well as Romans chapter 3, verses 1 and verse 2. His name, the Hashem, is Shemo. We have this brought out in Psalms 98 and 3, Psalm 148 and 13, verse 14, 1 Chronicles chapter 29, verses 10 to 12, 2 Chronicles chapter 2, verses 5, verse 6, Daniel chapter 3, verse 29, Daniel chapter 4, verse 1, and Daniel chapter 4, verse 2. Just to bring out some of these points of reference for those who seek to study and get into a little more of the details. Very interesting, this word sound here, right? This word is the opening word right here. It lays the foundation, but it also gives a revelation and affirmation of a principal truth that in praises, in celebration, in Isis, in praises. So the sense of Yehuda is Isis, praise. Judah, thou art he whom thy brethren shall praise. Who is the he that his brethren shall praise? Right, shall praise their brother. Yehuda shall praise Judah as I and I, Rastafari's new name, right, the living name, the true name. Praise he who he be, his divine majesty, Gormawi Karmawi Haile Selassie. The conquering line of the tribe of Yehuda, of Judah, Noda'a be Yehuda, Elohim. Be Yisrael Gadol, Shemo, Gadol, Shemo, Gadol, Shemo, Gadol, Shemo, Gadol, Shemo.
Hey, Shabbat Shalom.